Blog Talk Radio.
We want to let people know that they're listening to the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers. And we'll be talking today about discoveries that promise to change the face of healing, esoteric as well as conventional. And Paula, I heard about our next guest, Sherry Edwards. Oh my, it's been 15 years ago. A dear friend of mine had shared her story with me about Sherry Edwards and her daughter. It's a story we'll have to ask Sherry to tell us about in the interview today. She is the founder and innovator of Human Bioacoustics, and Sherry can hear every person's signature sound, and that ability has led to serious questions about what those sounds could possibly mean. Sherry is the acknowledged pioneer in the emergency field of human bioacoustic vocal profiling. She has, for many years, provided the leading edge research to demonstrate that the voice is a holographic representation of the body. Sherry Edwards has been accused of being too scientific by some, too esoteric by others. In actuality, she is a bridge between both fields of inquiry. She has been tested in many labs and still uses her toning abilities to work with people who have no voice. Her curiosity and her need to make a difference in the world led her to develop a scientific format for computational biology using the sounds of the human voice.
Well, Sherry calls this new field of discovery, I hope I pronounced it correctly, sonoistry. Is that correct, Sherry?
Sonistry.
And just as we have a system of basic elements that we call chemistry, oh, I can see now it's where the word came from, there is a basic set of sounds, frequencies that can monitor, predict, and manage biological function. String therapy found a basis for the existence of DNA. Sonistry is the basic system for our RNA. DNA, the pattern, RNA maintains the pattern. Sherry is the acknowledged pioneer in the emerging field of human bioacoustic vocal profiling. For many years, she has provided the leading edge research to demonstrate how the voice is holographic representation of the body. This afternoon, we'll be talking about that, frequency-based antidotes of the BP oil spill toxins. And what a wonderful surprise to have the opportunity to have Sherry with us. Welcome, Sherry, and we are so honored to have you with us today.
Oh, it's my honor to be here. I've been sneaking a peek at your voices here a little bit as you talk.
Well, you are definitely on the cutting edge, as always. I mean, it is awesome. And, you know, maybe, Sherry, we can start back to where I first heard about you, and this is where your daughter had the accident, and you worked with her. Can you just share that part, and we can kind of get it out of the way and then go from there?
Well, it's a story that I have started my new book with, and it's my 14-year-old daughter, and the rest of us were out in the woods. We live out in a rural area, and this little creek, and it had a sort of a craggy, rocky sort of shore on one side about 15 feet high. And my daughter was kind of overweight. And she swung out on the swing in this high, rocky area and was going to drop off into the water, you know, like all the other show-offs and athletic young people who wanted to be seen. Well, she could not hold on to the rope, and she fell into about 3 inches of water at the edge of this creek, and she fell on her knees. And when I got to her, I could see that the lower half of the leg was kind of hanging off to one side. And you could see all the bubbly adipose, white, marbly kind of tissue, and you could see tube-looking things. And I looked at it, and I'm no good in an emergency. I don't know how I ever did this, but I took the bottom of her foot, I twisted her leg back and shoved it back together. and I grabbed a t-shirt, a red sleeveless thing off of somebody, and I wrapped it around that leg and had people help me get her to the shore. And I knew I was going to help. I was going to watch her die. And I couldn't help. I didn't know what to do. I had been teaching parapsychology at the university for about 10 years. And I had been doing these sounds and kind of been exploring laying on of hands healing. And so I knelt between her arm and her leg and was tried to shield her from seeing, you know, that her leg was not attached correctly. And I started singing to it. I just went on automatic pilot like I used to do when I was a kid. And I started singing to her and talking to her. And I knew it wasn't going to do any good, so I sent for an ambulance. And 45 minutes later, the ambulance got there. And I was really surprised about this. And they're crawling down over this rocky ledge with a wire-looking basket thing. And they opened this up, and she hadn't bled hardly any at all. And I really couldn't understand that. But they put this air cast on it, and they couldn't get her back up this craggy hill. So they marched her, all four of these people, through the water up to their necks and swimming with her across this water. And they got her in the ambulance, and I'm behind them, and I'm still in shock, I believe, and I'm just doing my tones and singing to her. And we get to the hospital, and these people at the hospital knew me because I'd taught laying out of hands healing and all this stuff to them. And they said, "Sherry, you know, you can let go of this now. You don't have to be doing these sounds." I must have shocked them the way I looked. I must have just been a banshee or something because they were really concerned about me, and it was my daughter I was concerned about. So I quit doing the sounds, and the sounds are kind of like, you know, I know that probably sounds weird on radio, but they're just tones that just come out, and it provides this place of peace. But at the moment I stopped doing those sounds, that peace left me, and she started screaming in the back room. It's a small hospital. She started bleeding profusely, and she was in the hospital for 49 days, 3 operations. They don't know how she didn't bleed to death because she had torn the artery. She had torn several veins. Almost everything was detached except one part in the back of her leg where there's some kind of big artery or something. We're very lucky that she's alive. We don't know how she's alive. The doctors can't explain it. And my husband and I discussed it. And I've been doing this sort of as a lark and teaching people to do it and kind of talking to the chickens and the carrots, you know, with the sounds. And just generally being the weirdo of the community. And we decided that if we could help one parent, and if we could just create some kind of handheld little device that could make these sounds and help people not have to watch their kids die or soldiers in war, if we could create something that could help people live through that kind of experience, that's what we wanted to do. And so we dedicated our lives to that. We started in my garage. And we now have probably about 9,000 square feet in this old school building that the community dedicated to us. And we try to do research that helps people know about using sound and the voice and how we are really just math-based creatures, and that sound and music affect us. And we just found a way to go in directly and affect the brain. And we helped save so many lives here. But at the same time, I have so many regrets that I can't do it quick enough. There's not enough of me. We never have enough money. But this is so important, just for my family. And saving my daughter's life and my son's life. And we had 2 damaged kids with vaccinations, and we saved them from being autistic. And in this community, we have just changed so many lives, and I know we can do it for the world.
Now, when you're talking about tones, you have this one tone that you used for your daughter's leg. Would that be the same tone that you would use for everyone, or do different people have different tones that would heal them?
Different people have different tones and different octaves and different layers and different patterns. You can recognize my voice probably now is very different from somebody else you talked to a little bit ago. So we recognize that on some level that everybody's voice is different. We just didn't know there's patterns in there that help give us information about a person. You can tell when there's a sour note in someone's song or someone's voice. They're upset, they're aggravated, they're sarcastic. So we know that on an innate level. We just took it to a level of putting it into computer programs so that we can watch anybody's vocal print and we can look at their intention and what's going on. Like, we did a show on Paris Hilton. We did one on Khrushchev's voice. We did on Obama. So all these different people, we can tell what their intention is and what they're really going for. Even though their words say one thing, their frequencies of their voice tell you something totally different.
Wow.
And I think it's good not only to look at other people but yourself, because you know how important the movie The Secret was?
Yes.
Odie, you could have what you want, and it's all in your intention. But a lot of people don't know what they really want. And
that's so true.
And to help them get to the core of who they really are, then we have a computer program that we provide to the public for free so that they can talk to that computer program in public and they can say, okay, my husband's having an affair and I want them both to die. You know, and they can see
that's
not really
terrible.
True, that what that does to them. Yeah, that was a real incident that happened a week ago with somebody in here. And we went ahead and talked her through it and got her through those emotions to show her what intention was at the core of this and what really would cause her harmony in her life. Now, that sounds very esoteric, doesn't it? But it works.
Sherry, what about, is there a tone, a specific tone that's missing in the voice that makes this difference, or and if that tone is given back or the person hears it, then the body is able to be whole in that factor? Or what are we looking at here?
I'll just give you some examples of some things that's happened here this week. We've been seeing people who have eye problems. And so a lady comes in with macular degeneration, and we have this grid of lines making little squares. And she couldn't even put her finger on the line. She couldn't see the line. And it took us about 2 hours before she could perfectly draw those lines. So what we've done is look at the frequencies that caused her eyes to be a problem. And so that frequency is not working in her brain and not in her body. So we give it back to her artificially and entrain her brain to do what it ought to do. And now she can see.
Now, is your ear trained, because you said you were listening to our voices, is your ear trained to catch the inadequacies?
I don't know if the word is trained. I don't have any musical talent, that's for sure. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, so to speak.
Neither can I.
but in listening, and I can't tell your guys' voice apart yet, I think Taz is a little more energetic, and there's a little rasp to the voice. I think that's who was talking.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I was looking at your voice, and your voice is in a logical mode, but it's in the right brain. So that's kind of backwards from normal people. And the note of G is the highest, and that deals with nutrition of minerals more than anything else. And wanting to know what makes people tick, what makes things move together, what makes people think the things they do. But it's very, very high. You've got 90% of your frequencies in that note of G.
So now you're talking about Paula or me, Taz?
I was talking about Taz. But
oh,
we can do a little thing and see what the computer says, because I was just sort of taking a peek here. But we
yeah,
can look at his voice over the air or on a video. And we can tell if they're lying. We can tell what their intention is. Like, we just did one on Nancy Pelosi where she said the Democrats will win in the fall. And we could even show that she knew that was a lie.
Oh,
it was just a bunch of huff and puff. So I think for us to provide that software for people where they could evaluate anybody in their life and see if they're telling the truth or not, because I think for a lot of Americans, they want to believe in the government. They want to believe in their spouse. They want to believe their boss, but something niggling in there says, no, this is not a believable person, and then they don't know which direction to go. And so we want to help provide that direction for them.
Now, Sherry, my voice is really hard to hear on the radio. I mean, I really have to work at getting my voice out.
Okay, this is Paula?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's just start a little file here, and you just tell me about your day. I'll need about a minute, so go.
About my day. Well, my day started out this morning actually working at getting the show together, reviewing, knowing questions, and I was working with Taz with the intro and that type of thing.
Okay, I'm going to stop this and just put your name in here, and we'll just see what the computer says about you. And I can send this to you later. It just takes a couple buttons. It takes 7 buttons for me to push. So this is a real easy thing for people to do. And it says, your stamina to get things done, get things accomplished is admirable. You push yourself and others to finish the job. You love new ideas that mean you can have a project to work on. It's easy to see the faults in others, but you have to stand back to get your point across politely. Your highest note is associated with the expression of what you consider to be your physical domain. The ability to see the flaws in a plan and make it right resides with this note. Your highest note also is associated with perception of action to get something done and how it will turn out to be useful for everyone else. The right words at the right time can sometimes elude you because there's a lot of internal dialogue going on many levels simultaneously. Any of that you?
Yes.
That's incredible. Wow.
Why? Do you agree with that, Tess?
Yeah, you know what? Some of the other aspects that we've done in other areas, Paula, as well, you know, working with some of the people have come up with the same thing. And I'm going, that's awesome. Just within a one-minute sector, you can pull all this information. That's awesome. And you can, not only that, but you can use it on so many different levels. You know, for healing, for, I guess it's healing for all aspects, huh? No matter what you're looking at. How about with health issues? You can use the same aspect for health issues as well?
You can, and I just did your voice while we were doing here. Let me get it up.
Okay. All right.
I think the world is in trouble, particularly in the United States, because we don't know how to be honest with ourselves. I'm not talking about everybody, but I'm talking about probably the majority of people. We don't know how to be honest with ourselves. We don't know what we really, really want. And so if I provide this to the community, it's a way for us to go back to where personal integrity is really a value, not how much money you have, not all of that stuff. Okay, so Taz, for yours, you have high ideals and expect the same of others. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. You are very aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Your highest notes are associated with the service to humanity and human spirit. Your feelings and desires to help others reside with this note. Your highest note is also associated with the expression of self-power and helping others realize their own. The issues of circulation and stamina reside with this note. You can easily be distracted from carrying out your plans by a more exciting project. You can find what you need so organization really isn't necessary. You want whatever you do to be the benefit of all concerned, even if it stresses you personally.
That's Taz.
I think it's wonderful that people can recognize themselves. sometimes people say, oh, it's not me at all. And their friend will say, oh, yes, it is. They haven't even been honest enough with themselves. Now I'll bundle this and send it to you right after the show. They can see what's really happening here. But think about what would really happen to the world. Now, not immediately, because I think our legal system would just go to hell. I think there'd be a lot of divorces. But if everybody was required to tell the truth, or we could see through everybody, eventually, what kind of graceful world that would be.
That would force people to tell the truth. I mean, if they knew that everybody could see through them, there'd be no other way.
You know, but people lie to you anyway. The staff knows my ability, but they'll lie to me. Like, oh, yeah, that file was right there. And you know, it wasn't. But sometimes I just let them get away with it because I need to protect their ego.
And sometimes you tell little white lies to stop little arguments or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
To make life a little bit easier.
Or you get in a situation, this happened to me. I went with a girlfriend to a job interview, and she got up and kind of twirled around when I called her name. And she had this big run in her stocking. You can tell how many years ago that was. And she said, how do I look? How do I look? I said, perfect. Now, if I'd have told her she had a big run, it would have ruined the interview. So I said, just perfect.
Yeah, because sometimes it's not worth telling the pure truth.
So it was a fib. I don't mean that kind of fib.
Yeah.
Because that's a supportive one. And I think intention is important. But when the intention is to make millions off somebody else's back, you know, we ought to be able to bring that out in the open and say, okay, BP is doing this. The chairman sold his stock days before the blow-up. There's a problem here.
Yes, it's
should be able
really
to call them on that and bring it out in the open and show it.
Now, talking about BP, you've sent some CDs to that area to help people.
Well, we're trying to. We've got them on download for people, and we're giving people the frequencies. We contacted a couple of bands down there. So we've got people who have the frequencies if they want to broadcast them. And we were so successful in doing this with the swine flu and getting rid of swine flu symptoms, even for Tamiflu-resistant symptoms, and that was a group of doctors, that we decided to use the same protocol and see if we could put out the frequencies for the toxins for the Gulf oil spill. I think what's happening there, and they're not allowing people to know what's really happening. People are getting sick. Reporters are having to sneak in. We really aren't getting the whole picture. So this is the only thing I had. You know, I don't have money to send them. Only thing I have is this oddball talent, and so I used it to create something I thought would help.
Now, you probably don't have the answer, but I don't know why they aren't letting the media in. Why is there something really big that's being hidden?
Well, I don't know that. I know that you have some extreme stress about it, because when you ask that question, your note of E went totally red, and your note of A sharp went totally green, but they are balanced. So you're telling the truth about what you're wondering, but you have some anger about it, and you have some concepts about the future that you want answered.
True.
So looking at all of that, I wish I knew what was going on. I have some clues by what we have already evaluated with the BP oil chairman. I know that this is well beyond his control. Somebody else is calling the shots, not BP. And we did an evaluation of Obama talking about it, and it's well beyond Obama's control. Somebody beyond Obama, somebody beyond BP oil is calling the shots here. And I don't know if they just want to hide the fact that somebody has declared war and this was blown up and they're trying to contain it, or that other people are going to get hurt because they're there. You know, there's reports out from England, I can't remember his first name. His middle name is Joseph and then Watson. I'm trying to recall it here. But he did an investigative report. It's online under YouTube, and he shows where Obama and Chairman of BP Oil and Goldman Sachs those people sold their stock with all within 2 weeks to 10 days before the disaster. Is it just to make money? I don't know, but I know it's beyond Obama and it's beyond BP oil. Now, who could be pulling those strings? Somebody that's declared war on us and they don't want us to know it? I really don't know what's going on. But there's something well beyond even our own government.
I know there was a rumor that there was a submarine that had hit the oil drill. So,
well, there's been two more disasters, and they just aren't reporting them. You know, I love the Internet and how we can get information out and go around. The best news I have been able to find is Fox. And you can go online and see what's really going on. They're not able to stop them from telling the truth. And I think Fox is rising up, and they're going to come out on the side of the populace and give us the right stuff.
Sherry, I have a question. I wonder if of being able to analyze maybe the oil spill in the ocean. If there is a language the ocean can give you, or and how things can be corrected. Is there anything like that in your capability to be able to listen to that energy?
Yes, I can listen to water, and we've asked some people to send us some water from the area, but they're just not letting people in. So there's a couple of people that have asked us to join them in a research project. But generally the things that we do, it has to be something living. Now, is water living? I happen to think water is a living entity, but other people would not agree with that. But I could listen to what's going on if I had the water in front of me. And I'm trying to work on a photograph, because I've been able to do that with dogs and cats and stuff, to see what the big antidote really is here. But I don't know if the ocean could give me the truth of what's going on without me being there. That's a good idea. I haven't thought about trying to do it that way. I will do that, and I will report back to you.
Oh, great. That was a great suggestion, Taz. Now, do you think we could break up the oil with sound?
Yes, absolutely I do, because you can separate salt from water with frequency. I don't know that it would be a sound that was hearing, in the hearing range, but sound is frequency, light's frequency, kinesthetics is frequency, smell is frequency. Everything that happens to the body, it's taken in, like the ear takes in from about 20 cycles per second up to about 20,000, and the ear changes that to electrical chemical energy, sends it to the brain, and the brain says, oh, I received something in that range. I'm going to interpret that as auditory input. So everything is frequency, and if we could just touch it, or if I can look at it, sometimes a photograph I can work with people. Like this guy had a pet rabbit, and rabbits don't talk. And I was able to get the sound from, he just gave me a full face of his pet rabbit. This is an oddball talent. I think it's been here for a lot of years. I think the church tried to breed it out of us. I think Pythagoras talked about it because he heard sounds from everything. But the church came along and decided that we couldn't do music in certain arrangements, like 1 to 6 harmonics. And that's how humans usually hear sounds from other people, from a 1 to 6 harmonic. And I know that probably doesn't mean anything to any non-music people, or even any music people. But dolphins speak in 1 to 6 harmonics, and that may be how they are healing these kids in the water with them. But I think that was bred out of humans. And my intent is just to teach people how to bring that back, so they can really be more discerning. We really know about this. If you take a young man that's going through puberty and his voice changes in response to hormones, that's the thing that we have taken, and now not only hormones, but we can look at toxins and pathogens and genetics and tell when you're going into labor and all kinds of things just by frequency. But I think it's been with us for hundreds and thousands of years. We just forgot how to use it.
Well, we have had another guest, and he's has a way of changing music to a different frequency. So I think what you're doing and what he's doing is all coming to life now. I mean, the ancient wisdom is coming back through. Don't you think that?
Absolutely, I agree. There was a paper put out July 19th, you know, last week, about autism. Kids with autism have unique vocal qualities. New technology reveals. And I wrote to these people, and I said, we published this paper in 1995. Would you like a copy? So the world's catching up. The real world's catching up to what we knew in our soul and our spirit all along.
And there's so much, sound. I mean, groups of people that are coming together and learning sound therapy and actually healing through the sounds, like you did with your daughter.
Yeah, and rhythms and dance and music and toning and crystal bowls and gongs, and it's wonderful stuff. So if people would like to do this on their own and test their own voice and see what's really going on and get a printout really quick, they can go to our website, nano, N-A-N-O, which means small, nanovoice.org, and they can download the program. They won't even ask your name, nothing. They won't try to capture your email address. No commercials, no pop-ups, nothing. And the manual's right there with it. You can come to a class if you'd like. That's all free.
Tell us about that.
Which one?
Tell us about the class. You said there's classes for people.
There's classes on this Nano Voice, and we have classes about every week that are free. We have a Guardian program where people can get free software every month if they'd like. I'm very, very concerned about the Obama health care and what's going on with the world and what we're not being told. So we have created this whole series of software for health freedom. And our next one is going to be about post-traumatic stress disorder, because the government is not taking care of these soldiers that are coming back and attempting suicide. So we've created a computer program that they can take a vocal print of one of these veterans or anybody going through post-traumatic stress disorder. It doesn't have to be the war. It could be through rape or robbery or whatever is going on in their lives. And we can look at their biochemistry, and then we teach people how to use these computer programs that we're providing to them in the hopes of spreading the word about what we're doing and putting all of this information in the hands of the public, because I think it's going to come down to the self-health, because I don't think Obama healthcare is going to do it.
No.
Now, oh, my gosh. Okay.
I would like to put you together with another one of our guests who works with veterans, so I will email you after the show with her name and number.
I would love it. We have so many programs about heart tracker, eye watcher, Alzheimer's, inflammation, autism, immune response, that we're trying to give away to the public.
Now, how do you support all of this?
We don't, not very well. They do have to join the network, and there's a fee for that. I think it's like $40 a month. But they get a computer program and a class for that. So these are ongoing all the time. So they pay their $40 monthly fee, and they get a full computer program and a class and a manual. I think the next one is like August 18th, maybe. But you could write to me or our office. You could call our office and get information. Or there's a Guardians, G-U-A-R-D-I-A-N-S, Guardians, plural, of the people, .com, and it has the mission statement. And if you join, then you have to sign that you're not a FDA agent and all that. It's a private organization.
It's called Guardians what?
Guardians of the people, .com.
Okay.
And so far we've done muscles and nutrition, golf, I can't remember the other ones we do. And we also do marketing classes for them to help them take that to the community. But somebody's got to step up and do this. And can we afford it? Absolutely not. I haven't been paid for almost 6 months. But
Sherry,
somebody's got to take a stand and do
it. Sherry, on these programs, when people go in and they use the programs, does the program give them back a tone? What happens? I mean, what
it
happens?
It gives them a report. It says, okay, your choline is really low, so you can't make this neurotransmitter. Or your calcium is not being useful because you don't have enough phosphorus. So in PTSD and looking at someone's brain, there's 8 things that we look for. And we've done studies with the Army about this, and we verified it. Calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc. Those are the 4 major things that are in stress when people are anxious or depressed or whatever is going on with their brain. The next is B5, magnesium, I can't remember the last 2. But if we can get that information in the hands of somebody who wants to work with veterans, okay, they get a 30-second vocal print on the phone or however they want to do it. They can run it through this computer program, and they can say, okay, this is the nutrient you need. This is the food that contains that nutrient. You know, I don't have the ability to be a counselor to them. But if we can optimize their nutrition, optimize their brain and what's going on, that's the only way I know of to help them.
Wow. So is there anything that is like a tone of music that's given back to them if they need that?
If they want, yes, we can teach them to do their own tone, and that's totally free. We can teach them about the music that goes along with their tone, the nutrition, the muscles that they could exercise to put those tones back.
Okay.
So a lot of different things that can be done, or we can refer them to a bioacoustic practitioner. Like we had one lady here, and there was a trauma going on with she and her husband, and all of a sudden she couldn't swallow. And so we did her vocal print, and it was the muscle of the epiglottis, which is that little flap that keeps it from food from going down your windpipe, but it was also the birthday frequency of her husband. So it's all tied up into muscles and emotions and nutrition, and the body is so incredibly redundant that we can take any one piece of that and help the body do what it ought to do.
Well, that's incredible.
People could write to me at Sherry, SHARRY, on air, sherryonair@gmail.com.
Now, you have your own radio show.
I looked at your... Blog Talk Radio at noon on Sunday, Eastern Time. And we're going to talk about this BP oil spill next Sunday and about the big fat lies that are being told and what's going on and what's really the truth about it.
Now, how do they get a hold of you on Blog Talk Radio?
Do you have the address?
I don't know.
I know, that's the way we are, too.
Okay, maybe you can email us, and we can at least put it on our website and get the information there in case people need it. And then people can head to the TazandPaulaShow.com to get the information. They can also, how else they could do it right now. But I'll definitely put it on the little write-up that I put on our website for you.
Well, they probably could call the office, and maybe the front desk could tell them. The office number is 740-698-9119.
Okay, good.
So they have a lot more information than I do about what's going on.
Now, you were talking about autistic children. Have you been working with autistic children?
We have over 300 autistic kids that we have been working with. And if we can get them to stay on the sounds and with the diet modification, we have recovered autistic. They're not autistic anymore.
Oh, wow.
God. Sherry, I knew a doctor that said that actually a lot of autistic people are missing an oil in their body. Do you find that to be so?
That's one thing. Yeah, the fatty acids is one
thing. Fatty acid, yeah.
Now, there are so many reasons that kids can be autistic. We had one that couldn't speak, and it was from a DPT shot. You know, there's others that end up allergic to milk because of measles, mumps, rubella. So it just depends. But, you know, one of the things I'm finding, and we're going to get into a whole spiritual thing here, we had a little girl that was absolutely an incredible musician. She could hear anything and play it. And the more we brought her out of the autism, the more she lost the talent. Now, what is the universe trying to teach us by, I don't know, causing autism to open up other parts of the brain? You know, where is this coming from? I don't believe anything happens without a reason.
Maybe we're going to another frequency, and it's hard for us to adjust to the new frequency. And this is what we're going through during this shift.
Well, I think these kids are going to be more ready, but they're certainly putting their parents through hell at this point. We had a 35-year-old autistic man in here a couple of months ago, and it was totally an allergy to milk. And we took him off milk. He wouldn't talk even. And we took him off milk just for 24 hours, and he started talking to us about a movie he had just seen. And his mother said, you know, when he was little, he used to spit up all of his milk and vomit the milk all over. I should have known that already. And that's one of the beautiful things about this vocal analysis. We can look at the whole person. We could have seen that milk allergy at the day of birth when they were crying. We could have spared this 35-year-old man a life of hell. I want that to happen. This clinic here wanted to do a project to go to the hospital, every baby, and take a sample of their crying so that we can see where they're going in their genetics and how we can help them before all these symptoms manifest. You know, we get so many doctor referrals here. They can't figure out what's going on. But by the time we get people, they're at death's door. I want to do this as preventive. I want people lined up in this around this building saying, I want to do something preventive, do my vocal print. And I'm just going to hand them the program and say, here, we'll help you do it for yourself. That's what I want.
Are there any doctors that are getting on board with you?
Absolutely, especially the cancer doctors, because you can have cancer from so many different directions. And with this little program that I'm providing to people, they can monitor their cancer markers. If your vitamin A goes really, really high on this chart, and that's vitamin A is a note of C-sharp, right, at C-sharp and D. And your catalase, which is kind of an enzyme that's a blood cleaner, and it's an A-sharp, that goes really low. We can look at cancer 3 or 4 years before it ever manifests. And people can start taking care of it. They can start detoxifying their body and getting the garbage out and getting their calcium up and running.
Wow.
This is a new medicine, and it is so easy to do and to learn and to teach to people. I want it in every community, you know, but I'm prejudiced, and I keep saying that. I want it for everybody, but I also know that people probably aren't going to embrace it unless they're very visionary. They really have a desire to help people, or they're sick, because that's what drives people to us.
And cancer seems to be about one out of every three people end up with having some type of cancer, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. And we've been able to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We've been able to look at that. You can have cancer from toxicity, from lack of calcium, from genetics, from you know, so many different ways, and they're trying to treat it all the same way. And we need to go in and treat it and bring people's innate healing ability up so they can do it on their own.
What about the heart? Is this something you can see in the heart?
Absolutely. We have something called Heart Tracker. And the first thing you watch in the heart is carnitine and fatty acids, usually some kind of arachidonic acid. That's another thing with cancer. There's a fault on arachidonic acid that creates cancer food. And we can see how the body creates the cancer food and get rid of the food, and then the cancer kind of goes away. But yes, with the heart, we can see hypertension before it happens. We can see the relationship to the heart and diabetes. We can look at the heart muscle. We can look at the genetics of the heart, whether it's familial. We can look at how the heart uses vitamin D. I mean, it's all there in the grid, in the program. And we can see so much more than what conventional medicine can see because we have the math. 2 + 2 = 4 everywhere. 1 + 1 = 2 everywhere in every culture. The conventional medicine has 1 + blank = blank. They only have one little piece. But we can see it all in the relationship. The math of the body is so beautiful.
Sherry, I had no idea we were going to open an encyclopedia by calling you. I mean, literally, I had no idea. This is awesome.
Well, can you tell us I'm passionate about it and I love talking about it?
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, it's great. I know our listeners will probably be calling. And, you know, my gosh, it's just...
one of our new programs...
There's a
one of our new programs we're doing is starting diet. We have a program called Diet. So we can tell why people are not losing weight. Nikki, who devised the program, has lost 72 pounds. I've lost 50-some pounds just by seeing every day what nutrients we needed. And my insulin receptors were closed. Her GABA receptors were closed, which are precursors to neurotransmitters that help you lose weight. That's a biggie for America.
Wow. So I was going to say, do you use this on yourself? So it sounds like you are using it on yourself. So that's wonderful.
We are on the guinea pig there.
I was going to say you're the guinea pig. So you can actually see why people aren't losing weight, and then you can do whatever you need to do, and that assists you to what does it allow you to be able to not be hungry, to feel nourished, or what happens?
Well, I think there's a lot of things going with weight and diet, and so we just look at the nutritional aspect of it, but we ask people, why do you eat? Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat as a reward? Do you eat when you're depressed? So we help them move through that. But at the same time, if you can keep people's cravings down, because our food supply is such crap, that it leaves us wanting to eat because we just don't get the nutrients that we need. And so our body keeps telling you, you know, eat green beans or something, whatever people are craving, or sugar. Or usually when it's sugar, it's their adrenals are down. So we look at adrenals and thyroid and hippocampus and pituitary, and we can tell them why they're... body is having a problem, and it's absolutely epidemic proportions in the United States, at least. In other countries I travel in, people aren't as overweight, but I know I tried everything. I mean, I gained weight on Weight Watchers. The receptors that were supposed to be accepting the insulin to make it do what it ought to do, and you can't go to the health food store and buy a receptor. You have to make that happen either with your mind and some of Bruce Lipton's stuff to open it with your mind, or do it with frequency like we're doing for people. We're bringing out people who have bipolar. We have 11 cases of macular degeneration. People lost their eyesight and now they can see again. People who had strokes and can't talk and now they can talk. And sometimes in a matter of 20 minutes. If people would go to YouTube, they can see some of this happen. Because it is very hard to believe unless you watch it happen.
Now, how would they find it on YouTube?
Just go YouTube and then under Sound Health. That's the name of our company, Sound Health. And there's things on there where a guy had MS, or they said he did, and he was a doctor. They sent him home to die, and we looked at his chart and we said, you don't have the markers of MS. You've had a trauma to your spine at... I don't remember what it was, S1 or something. He said, yeah, you know, 14 years ago in a ski accident. I said, that's where we need to go because that's what's causing the deterioration. It took us 7 months, but his body rebuilt his nerves from his waist down. He doesn't have MS anymore.
Oh.
That is on YouTube.
Wow. Have you worked with anybody with lupus?
Absolutely. A-sharp usually is lupus. We did a study on it. And A-sharp is the immune system of the body. We also look at, I think, vitamin A and copper was the other two things about lupus. but we can see what's causing the disease. Okay, here's cancer. What's causing this cancer?
Well, my ears are really in tune to voices. And it was just the other day, I have two friends who have lupus, and I said to my husband, you know, their voices are very similar, and their the way they talk and speak are very similar. So now I know why I thought that.
Well, when you talk about your friends here that have lupus, you very much want a future for them, and you very much want to help them get to the future they want. Isn't that weird that that shows up in your voice?
Yes.
I want to think about it. I want to do about it. And you're real into doing something about helping them, because most of your voice, Brent, here is green.
Ooh, I got a chill.
So you're already in tune with us. I think a lot of people are. You know, you can tell when your kids are lying or your boss is spoofing you or something. But I think this is the way healing took place years ago, eons ago, decades. And I think with the computer program, and we can bring it back because it's here already. And if people want to learn to do it, take it to their offices, start a company, whatever they'd like to do, we want to help support that. Because there's so much of this that could be useful. Just in my own family, with my daughter ripping her leg off, and my son had a motorcycle accident and crushed his legs, and we were able to help him. Knowing when somebody's going to go into labor, we can tell within 4 hours when somebody's going to go into labor, because they all exhibit the same sound. What would that do to help the insurance companies and new mothers? You know, they call on the phone, am I ready yet, am I ready? And you hold their stuff up to your computer, and it'll say, nope, not ready yet, or time to go to the hospital. So many things we can look at. I have this vision. You go home, and you say, okay, house, I'm home, what do I need? Oh, well, you need some asparagine. Okay, we're having asparagus for supper. You know, this automated house is going to do that for you.
You've opened up a whole new vocabulary for everyone on what their life is going to be like if they listen to this program.
There is so much that we can't discuss in just an hour of what we can do, and the babies that we have helped. And we have one that it's a story I love. His name is Willie Crum, and he's on the YouTube also. He was beat up in a very senseless gang beating in Texas. They were going to do the fourth person out of this church in a blue shirt. It happened to be this young 12-year-old kid. And they beat him to the point where it tore the dura, the lining from his brain and how it attaches to his head. He was in a coma for a year and a half. And Willie's dad happened to be some bigwig at some insurance company. So he didn't believe in alternative healing or anything else. So Willie got out of the coma, but he was still a tetraplegic. No neck, no arms, no legs. He could sort of shrug one shoulder and could communicate sort of with his dad that way. So Willie was watching a PBS station, and there's been like 30 documentaries done on what we do. So this one was on PBS, and Willie signaled that, I want to go see this lady. I think she could help me. And his dad, who was the head of Project Train for the governor at the time, said, you know, knew that this was just a bunch of bunk and garbage. It was Sunday, and he said to Willie, well, I will fax her, and if she answers me within a short period of time, we'll go see her. Now, I'm at home. I get this urge that I have to go to the office. I absolutely have to go to the office. So I'm there, and this fax comes in, and I answer it within minutes. So this big wig from this insurance company, ahead of Project Train for the governor, has to bring his kid here. And Willie is tied to a wheelchair with a bunch of diapers strung together. And his father is just giving me such a hard time that he knows this is all bunk. So I said, I need to know what Willie wants to do first. And with a shrug of his shoulder, he was able to tell his dad that he wanted to learn to open and close his mouth. And so Willie couldn't speak, so I used my talent of being able to touch something and hear its frequency. and I touched Willie's chin, and there was nothing there. I couldn't feel a frequency from it. So I turned around to his father. I said, are you his biological father? Of course, he got messed up and wigged out about that. He said, yes. And I said, well, can I touch you? And it's like, where? I said, I just want to touch your chin. So I took the frequency from his father's chin, and I gave it back to Willie in this special little device that we have that we created out of the talents of my voice or the oddities of my voice. And in 20 minutes or so, Willie could open and close his mouth. His father was astounded. We were astounded. Willie, in a very short time, could butterfly 40 pounds, both arms. We got his eyes working together. He has finished college now. He can walk, not stable because he doesn't have balance yet, but he can now can take steps. That's incredible to be able to take somebody from that state and what their life would have been. So he's finished college, and he now wants to be a minister for people who have disabilities. The lives that we have changed have just been absolutely incredible. Can I tell one more story?
Sure.
I just think this is the most profound story. You know what Tourette's is?
Yes.
Well, the little girl, and this was in Utah, her mother was a speech pathologist. She brought us this little girl, and she was just gritting her teeth, and she couldn't talk, and she was so clenched up. And she was about 13 or 14 years old. And you could look in her eyes, and you could see she was in there, but she just couldn't control her body. And you could start her doing something, and she'd just keep doing the same thing. So, again, I did my ears with her and got the sound, and we started giving it to her. And through these clenched teeth, she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she couldn't really talk plain. And we gave her the sounds, and 3 or 4 days later, her mother called me, and she said that she was now able to tell her mother that her mother's boyfriend had been molesting her for years.
Mm-hmm.
How we change these babies' lives.
Oh my God.
People can see again. They can walk again. They can have a life.
You know,
I want that for everybody.
Why aren't people knocking down your doors?
Yeah.
Well, we had a very famous doctor come here, and he was being threatened with a hip replacement. And you would recognize his name, as I told you. You see him on TV a lot. And in 20 minutes, we had him up and walking on that hip. He said, I'm going to get people in here. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to get you money. We're going to get you that. So he met with his attorneys, who said, this has not gone to the FDA. This is not approved. This is not this. This is not this. You can't touch it. So we went to the National Institute of Health, and we demonstrated them to what we could do. And they asked us to send in a proposal, which we did, and they refused it. But less than a year later, Pfizer Pharmaceutical came out with the same proposal, using the same equipment, looking at the same people or the same group of Parkinson's. So the National Institute of Health had turned it over to Big Pharma.
My God.
And then once they have it, do they use it?
No, they couldn't. They couldn't elevate it beyond what we had turned into NIH. So they sold it off to Cogstate in Australia, and I don't know what they're doing with it. But I've learned not to trust the government in any of this. I have learned not to take money for doing this. We did a project with the Army and didn't get paid for a lot of it. So this has been a labor of love on my part and this wonderful dedicated staff here and the very few donations that people provide. We pay for what we do by the classes where we teach people what's happening. But most of our people, like the two people that are doing a diet project, they are scheduled for months in advance. We're scheduled months in advance here. And we never have enough money to do what we're doing. If somebody who really has some clout really looked at this, then I just think it would just go like wildfire. And we're trying to prepare for that with a new website that's going up soon called Sound Health Options. Look at it now. It's just kind of in a construction mode. But there are people who come here. A lot of doctors come here every year for their checkups. We get a lot of doctor referrals. People are using us. A lot of people are taking the classes. We're negotiating for selling the rights overseas. But that FDA and the fact that we haven't had the money to do millions of case studies, that's
well, how about going to hospitals, the cancer hospitals in Mexico?
I went to the cancer hospitals here, and I said, look what we can do. We can tell this and this and this and this and this. And this guy said, oh, so you're telling me how to lose my stockholders' money? I'm like, oh, my God, hospitals have stockholders? This is a money-making machine? We took our little back box that gets rid of back pain to chiropractors. They didn't want it.
Oh, you guys, we want to talk more, but we're just out of time. Sherry, you're leaving us speechless. I just can hardly believe this.
Go to our website and find all the information about Sherry. And, Sherry, give out your website really fast one more time.
Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org.
Oh, we give you lots of hugs and love, and I'll be calling you. And God bless your work. And thank you for taking time out to talk with us.
Thank you for having us on.
Have a wonderful day.
Teach this to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.